Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan, says while it has been a very challenging year, he is encouraging Vincentians, as they make merry, to carve out time to spend with loved ones and quietly reflect on how everyone can work together to make 2025 a better year.
We would really like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a very festive season and, you know, hope you enjoy it. Spend quality time with friends and family, have some reflections and, you know, what we've gone through for the past year and even the years before that, because from a public health perspective, it's been a difficult time, I think, for us in the country, coming out of the COVID, the pandemic, volcanic eruption, tropical storm, dengue outbreaks. So, you know, some time to quietly reflect on these things with family and friends and to think about, you know, from a public health perspective, what we could do as individuals, as families, as communities to make things a little better.
Dr. Duncan says while people enjoy the different foods during the Christmas season, they should not overindulge, especially those with pre-existing health conditions.
Of course, I know we're going to indulge a little bit. I mean, a little bit of salt, ham, and, you know, the pork and the stew and the fries and so forth. But, you know, let's be tempered in our consumption. Let's see how best we could follow the advice of our people in nutrition units that are talking about overconsumption, particularly our people who are diabetics and hypertensive. We don't want you to take the risk of overindulging and you ended up in problems that are not going to be reversible. So you don't want your blood pressure to go sky high, you have a stroke, and, you know, that could end up in some reversible things for you. And to our diabetics, try not to overindulge in the sweet.
Dr. Duncan says some people also enjoy a few alcoholic beverages during the Christmas season, and he is also appealing to them to do so with moderation. He is also appealing to those on medication to remember to take them during the Christmas season.
There's a tendency for some people also to say, well, I'm going to take a drink or two for the season, so I'm not going to take my medication. Please don't do that. If you have to drink, You should not exceed the recommended one or two drinks per day. And please do take your medication, because that is what, you know, is going to make a difference for you. But I wish everyone a very, very, very happy and festive season and all the best for 2025.
Medical Officer of Health in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Dr. Roger Duncan. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.